Today we will be learning lesson 108 in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chaf Beis, Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Dalet, chapter 22, Psukim 11 to 14, in the Simonim Tanakh, on page 31, about six lines from the top, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayikra elav malach Adonai min ha-shamayim vayomer Avraham, Avraham vayomer hineni vayomer al tishlach yodcha el ha-na'ar val taslo me'uma ki ato yodati ki yirei Elohim ato v'lo chosachto es bincho es yechidcho mimeni Vayisa Avraham esenov, vayar vihine ayil achar nechaz basvach de karnov, vayelech Avraham vayikach esho ayil, vayalehu lioi lo tachas bino, vayikro Avraham shem hamokomahu Adonoi yir'e. Asher ye omer hayom bahar adonoi ye roe. Let's look at the psukim inside. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Just as Avram is about to slaughter Yitzchak, vayikra elav, and he called to him. Who called to him? Malach Adonoi, an angel of the all merciful God. And where did he call him from? Min ha-shamayim, from the heavens. Vayomer, and he said, Avraham, Avraham. He said Avram's name two times. Why? Number one, Rashi tells us that's an expression of love when you say someone's name two times. On a more mystical level, what the Malach was saying is that Avraham, you should know every human being has two of his name. There's the name of the person in potential, and the name of the person in reality. Avraham, you are given a certain potential to pass 10 tests and to be the foundation of the Jewish people. That was your potential. That's Avram number one. Avram number two, you have fulfilled that potential. Avraham, Avraham. Vayomer, and he said, Hineni, here I am. Pasuk Yud Beis. So that stops him from slaughtering him for the moment. Vayomer, and he said, Al tishlach yodcha, do not stretch forth your hand, El Hanar, to the lad, meaning to slaughter him. Do not slaughter him. So then Avram says, okay, you don't want me to slaughter him, but I brought him here. I shouldn't end up doing nothing. Can't I just give him a little nick, a little wound, a little blemish? So the angel then says, Val taslo me'uma, and don't do to him me'uma anything. Why? It's not necessary. Ki atok, because now, yodati, I know, ki yirei Elohim ato. You are fearful of Elohim, the Almighty God. You are a God-fearing person, ato you are. The Medrash says on this, that Avram says to Hashem, Hashem, I really don't understand what you want. First you tell me that all my children are, I'm going to have many children from Yitzchak. Then he told me to slaughter my son Yitzchak. Now you're telling me to take him down. What's going on? Hashem says, don't worry. I'll never do this again to you again. Now you have shown that you are God-fearing. God-fearing means that whatever Hashem tells you to do, you just do and you don't ask any questions. You see the reality as Hashem tells it to you as it may be. Which was the great test for Avram, who was generally a person who things had to make sense and reason to him. And here Hashem keeps contradicting himself, and Avram just listens to that, even to the point of going against his nature of kindness to kill his child. As well, Hashem says, and now I have an answer to the Yetzer Hara. He said, you think he would offer up his kid? And Hashem said, see, he was willing to do this. And that's how I see that you're God-fearing, velo, and you did not chosachto, you did not withhold as bincha, your son, as yechudcha, your only one son, mimeni, from me. You have passed the test. And at that point, Avram, you can go home. However, Yud Gimel, vayisa Avram es enov. Avram raised up his eyes, vayar, and he saw, vine, behold, Ayil, a ram, achar, another ram, instead of Yitzchak, he sees a ram, ne'echaz, that is caught, basvach, in a tree, bekarnov, in its horns. Vayelech Avram, and Avram went, vayikach es ha'ayil, and he took the ram, vayelehu, and he brought it up, le'ola, as a burnt offering, tachas beno, instead of his son. In other words, Avram felt that although the Torah says if you plan to doing a mitzvah and you don't do it, it's as if you did it, but that really means only in terms of your thoughts, but you really can't say you did it in action. So Avram now would like to approximate in action what he really intended to do with his son. So when he brought the animal offering, the commentaries tell us at every step of the offering, he said, I am now bringing up this animal on the altar like I should have brought my son on the altar. I am now slaughtering this animal like I should have slaughtered my son. I am now sprinkling the blood and flaying the flesh and burning the animal instead of my son. So he was reenacting it as if it would have been his son, as a substitute, as it were, for that. So at least he has concretized those feelings and those that rutzon to do the will of Hashem. Yud Dalit. So now what does Avram see from all this? Vayikra Avram, and Avram calls Shem HaMakomhu, the name of that place. The name of the place is Adonoi Yireh. The all-merciful God will see. What does that mean? He will see for himself and choose this spot to have the Shekhinah rest here, where the Beis HaMikdash will be built and animal offerings will be brought. You will see this is the beginning of the name of this place. Adonoi Yireh means Hashem will see. And we have the word Yireh, which is the first clause. And that's the upper region, the hilly part of this region. We already have learned before that Malki Tzedek was the king of Sholem, which was this area, but just the lower area. And you take the words Yireh and Sholem, you get the word Yerushalayim. So this is the beginning of Yerushalayim. And then the Torah goes on and says, Asher Yeomer, which Yeomer, as it is said, Hayom, until this day, people will call this place from now on, as we read the Torah today, Behar Adonoi Yeroeh, on the mountain of Hashem, he will see. Which means, Hashem will remember the Akedah every year. Every year on this mountain, when we go to the Beis HaMikdash and we seek atonement on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, And we've done averas and we need to be forgiven, Hashem will look at this altruistic act of Avram to show that every Jew, when push comes to shove, is willing to make sacrifices for Hashem. And this will be a great source of forgiveness for the Jewish people. And this was the 10th test of Avram, which he passes successfully. Let's look inside the questions. Number one, Ma karo, what happened? Kishalakach Avram es ha-macheles lishkodes Yitzchak, when he took the knife to Shecht Yitzchak, an angel from heaven called to him. To me, Karel Avram, Kishalakach es ha-macheles lishkodes Yitzchak. Who called Avram when he took the knife to Shecht Yitzchak? An angel of Hashem. Three, Me Eifo Karel Avamach. Where did the angel call him from? From the Shemaim, from the heavens. Four, Ketzad Kara Elav Amalch. How did the Malach call him? He called him Avraham, Avraham. Five, Ma'amar HaMalach El Avram. What did the angel say to Avram? He said, do not stretch your hand forth to the lad and don't do anything to him. Six, Madua Kara Malach Shmosh El Avram Shnei Pamim. Why did the Malach call Avram's name two times? Two answers to that. Number one, it's an expression of love. And number two, to show that Avram matched his spiritual potential to the spiritual reality, as the name of a person defines his mission. So there's the potential mission of Avram and the actual accomplishment of the mission Avram. Seven, Targay Mu'umah, translate the word Me'umah, means anything. 8. Madu Amar HaMalach, why did the angel say, Valtas Lo Muma? Why did the angel say, don't do anything with him? Because now I know that you are God-fearing and that you have passed the test already. 9. Lama Ein Lo Lishchot Es Yitzchak V'Lasol Kum. Why does he tell him to, that really was question 9. Why did he tell him not to shecht him? That means that because he has already passed the test. 8 is Madu. Why did he say Valtas lo muma? The question really is asking, after he told him not to shecht him, why does he say not to do anything to him? The fact is that Avram also at least wanted to nick or wound Yitzchak. And the angel said, don't even do anything, don't wound him. So don't shecht him and don't do anything because you've already shown your God-fearing. And don't do anything to him, don't even wound him. 10. Targem chashachta. Chashachta means withheld. 11. Lefi ha-pasuk, according to the pasuk, ma hochiach she'ochein Avram hinei hino yirei Elohim. How was it proved that Avram was God-fearing? Because he did not withhold his son from Hashem. 12. Maro Avram achareisha malach diberimo. What did Avram see after the angel spoke to him? He found a ram that was ne'echaz basfach bekarnov. 13. Targem ne'echaz. Ne'echaz means caught. 14. Targem basfach. That means in a tree. 15. Targem bekarnov. Bekarnov means in its horns. 16. Ketzer omer ha'ayil. How did the ram stand? It stood being caught in the thorns. 17. Ma'as Avram ha'ayil. What did Avram do with the ayil? He took it and raised it up as a burnt offering. 18. Ma'achosh of Avram kishehigrev his ayil. What was Avram thinking when he brought the ayil? He thought that every step of the service he did was using the ram instead of Avram. 19. Ketzer kara Avram l'mokam hazeh. What did Avram call this place? Adonoi yireh. The all-merciful God will see. 20. Ma peshar kriya shem amokam Hashem yireh. What's the explanation of this pasuk? Hashem will see this place and choose this place to be the place where the Shekhinah, the divine presence, will rest and all korbanos will be brought. 21. Ketzad meta'era pasuk osid mashmos Hashem. Hashem yireh. How does the Torah describe the future meaning of this pasuk Hashem yireh? It means Hashem will look at this act and he will always remember the Akedas Yitzchak and will forgive the Jews for their sins every year when he judges us. Again, we call this event the Akedas Yitzchak because if you remember yesterday, Akod means to bind the hands and feet. So it's the binding of Yitzchak. 22, Mahayohan Nisana Asir Shel Avram. What was the 10th test of Avram? It was the Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak. Let's look again in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayikra Elam Malach Adonoi Min HaShomayim Vayomer Avraham Avraham Vayomer Hineini Vayomer Al Tishlach Yodcha El Hanar Val Taslo Meuma Ki Ato Yodati Ki Rei Elohim Ato Velo Chasachto Es Bimcha Es Yichidcha Mimeni Vayisa Avraham Eseino Vayar Vinei Ayil Achar Nechaz Basvach Bekarnov Vayelech Avraham Vayikach Eso Ayil Vayaleu Liola Tachas Bino Vayikro Avraham Shema Makomahu Adonoi Yire Asher Yeomer Hayom Bahar Adonoi Yeroe. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and also lessons 107, 6, 5, and 4. Have a great day.